night that even the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a difficult time to accept that she is now one of them, and she's from Ummahat al-Mu'mineen now. She's a wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Aisha radiallahu anha talking about something, and then the Prophet brought the Safiya up, the topic about Safiya, and he was talking about Safiya in a good way, of course. Now Aisha radiallahu anha smiled and she made kind of small comment saying, Safiya is like this, short. That's what she said, Aisha radiallahu anha. That's, you know, and we say many things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to what he said, and that's a big lesson to all of us. He said, you have said a word. If it was to be mixed with the water of the sea, it will mix it, لمزجت, which means it will overcome the water of the sea. One word can change the whole water of the sea, the word you have said. Al-ghaiba is a major sin, and we talked about that before. Sometimes we talk about the different person when they're not there, and many people have misunderstanding. If it was true, it's not ghaiba. Yes, it's even if it's true. Safiya was a little bit short, yes. That's still called ghiba, and that's backbiting, and that's a major sin. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to die, just a few days, he was very sick. So all of his wives were there, you know, visiting him. They were like kind of in a circle around him. And Safiya looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She felt very bad. She said, oh, my beloved Prophet, and see how she called him Prophet, not husband. I wish if I can take your pain away. I wish if this pain you're going through becomes my pain and I become sick in your place. So the rest of the wives were like, what is she saying? Why is she saying? So they were like, you know, winking at what one another, like, you know, why is she saying that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at them and he said, all of you go and wash your mouths. They said, oh, Prophet of Allah, we did not eat anything. Why do we have to wash? He said, I saw what you did. You were as if you ate her flesh. That is still backbiting. To teach us, when you talk about someone else in their absence, that's a major sin. And even one scholar says, after you finish talking, go and wash your mouth, because you have been eating their flesh. May Allah save us from the ghaibah.